intimate. And that evening, well, his six school teachers stayed at this morning. Two schools there. My dad and I stayed. And two of my buddies, one of them been out in California all summer. The other one works at the drugstore. They wanted to go to see the girl, and they wanted to do some head recording, and his two and his phone mobile. They came way out there and told us. And I was been off on a 3-day zone. I bet I hadn't slept 4 hours and 3 cotton-picking days. I was tired. My daddy must have made me go to sun school. And I went to sun school. That's right. They came down there. Said, come on. My nickname is Black Joe. Come on, go up there. And that old school teacher up there wants you to go and talk to him. Get out of the way. No, I'm too tired. This boy had a brand new price. He's got me by saying, can I let you have my new car? There I went up in the car and we went to ride. And I went over Reform and down to what's called the spring. But I had a fear that I'd never had before. You know what I told him? I said, well, I'm going to marry you. And by golly, I did. The Lord made that woman for me. Best day of work I ever did in my life, I'll tell you that I got there. We've been married 49 years. We've had our ups and we've had our downs, but take it all the way around. We've had, I'll say, a little more good living than we've had there. And I thank God for it.
I think so.
That's the way I think about it. And all the women in the world could take me away from that. What did I call you?
I can tell
how
he holds
here. Well, you know, sometime, you know, when you retire, I tell you this, being retired for the birds. Now, I don't do nothing. I deteriorated that she had. But when you're at home, now, some of these days, I don't go out of the house. I have for much as 2 days. What am I going to go downtown for? I got everything in the world I'm going in home. By and large, one of the best cooks in the world. Got a radio, got TV, got a good bed. I can go in my room. She's got her room, and I got my room. I go to sleep. I come back here, I can breathe. But still, I'm going to hear them boys cuss and bray as hell about losing 2 bits in a domino game. But I like to go. And when I leave here, I'm going to the post office and going to that cotton-picking domino game and try to win 50 cents. But here's the point. You're together all the time, well, you say. Well, sometimes she wants to put a box of the man said he and his wife don't ever have a cheap word. You tell him, I said, he's a cotton picking liar. They do. I don't care if he's a preacher. But as a whole, we get along just fine. I would take all the money in the world, well, everything in the world. I thank God for it. She got the short end, but she sort of turned it around. I don't want to ask that question. Yeah, I'm talking too much.
No, that's okay. We were talking about Pepperwoods, and so we'll go back to animals. This is this match was a real long, far cry from where we were just now. From that good story. What's a kind of black and white animal with a powerful smell?
That's a skunk. You have man be overrided, brother. They can put it on you. I'm speaking from experience.
You got any other names for a skunk?
Huh?
Any other names? Pole? Call it a pole cat?
Oh, yeah. Pole cat is really his name, I think. Skunk. No, it's skunk, I
think.
Yeah.
What kinds of animals come and raid hen roosts?
Raise hen roosts?
Yeah, that come and raid them.
Raid.
Any kind of names for those?
It's sort of a minx. Minx is one. Kill a chicken in a minute. Kill them for the fun of it.
You have any name that might take care of all those kind of little